So, Carol Ann B is our Spotlight UK artist here on UKCountryRadio.com, and she's on the line now. Hi, Carol Ann B.
Hi, Alan.
I'll tell you, it's very strange, isn't it, because you are one of our presenters as well, so...
that's right.
It's rather unusual to be interviewing one of our own, but you are an artist as well, so it's good to speak to you as our Spotlight UK artist. I think it's a few years since we did so, isn't it now? What have you been up to lately?
Oh, I've been up to very many things, doing quite a lot of touring of the UK, made some new CDs, and basically just been very busy sort of spreading the word of UK Country Radio.
Yes, thank you for that. You've been telling everybody in all the clubs where you go, don't you?
Yeah.
You seem to be horrendously busy, you know, you're always in the gig guide up and down the country.
Well, it's to do with the love of the music, you know.
Yeah.
I like to spread the word, and I like to visit other clubs, places I don't get to very often, and chat to the people that I've not seen for maybe 12 months or even 2 years.
Yeah,
and so it's not a job to me. It's a way of life, I think, as they would say, because I like to travel around and meet all of my new friends.
Yeah, how long have you been doing the entertaining business for now, then?
Well, I would say since I was about 3 years old, through school and professionally as I am now, for about 20 years, basically starting off as a volunteer with the Normandy Veterans Association and entertaining those when we went to France with them. And it sort of came out naturally, if you like. Singing all the war songs and everything, and I thought I've really missed doing this and entertaining people. So everybody used to make a beeline to get onto the buses that we were travelling on, because they knew they were going to get entertained all the way to France, all the way there, and all the way back.
yeah, and that kind of gave you the confidence, did it, to kind of go out and sing, you know, in the clubs and in the country music venues.
In a way, yes, it did. It sort of. I mean, I've always performed in one way, shape, or form as a singer. I started off at 3 years old as a dancer, believe it or not, and did that all through school. And when I left school, I went into amateur dramatics, but I went into the back scenes, behind the scenes of that, because the job that I got at that time, I was working in a news agent's. And I had to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I couldn't commit to being there full time to do the singing and dancing. But I do have an art degree, so I was the one that did the painting of the scenery. So I sort of stayed with the back scenes, and then, as I say, when this came out with the veterans, when we were travelling with the veterans, and I realised how much I missed performing on stage and singing for people and interacting face-to-face with other people, so it sort of gives me into it, basically.
Right. Now, throughout the weekend, we're playing tracks from various albums of yours, including your most recent album, A Little More Country. Tell us a little bit about this most recent album of yours.
Well, basically, this most recent album, I fell in love with the Eastern Corbin song, A Little More Country Than That, because I just think it's a great, what I call a picture song. You can listen to the lyrics and picture that. You can hold that in your mind, and it sort of fired me up to sort of start recording again. I'm the world's worst for going into a recording studio. I absolutely hate the process, because to me it's so clinical, and it's got to be right, because if you're going to put a CD out, if you're going to record something, it's got to be 1,000% perfect, because it's going to be there forevermore. And because the pressure is there to be 1,000% perfect, 100% is never good enough for me, because the pressure is there to do that, I find it very, very exhausting, basically. But I will keep going till I get it right, you know.
Yeah. One of the tracks on the album is Don't Tell Me You're Not In Love, which was a finalist for our Listeners Club Award this year.
Yes.
So well done with that. And I know you had a good time there, didn't you? I mean, I was in your band.
A great time was had by all. I thoroughly enjoyed the experience of that, because it's very rare that nowadays I get the chance to sort of get the band together. And to be able to play with such talented musicians was absolutely amazing. I'm one of these people that relies on backing tracks because of the way that my life runs at the moment. But the backing track avenue is the one I've had to go down. But I do like to get the chance to play with my duo partner and also with the band to do the live stuff, because live is so much better.
Mm. Do you think we'll see more of the duo and the band in the years to come?
Hopefully, if we can ride the economic climate and sort of keep dipping our toes in, and I keep sort of pushing for band work and pushing for duo work, I'm going to continue to do that. But it's been in the right. I've found a lot with this. It's been in the right place at the right time. Because I'm not sort of a regular band person, if you like. If you're known as part of a four-piece band or part of a live duo, then the name is out there, and it's just a matter now from me to keep pushing at it and keep getting us some work, you know.
And what about your next album? Surely you're already thinking and planning that?
Yes, I'm already thinking and planning for it. I'm just sort of researching quite a number of songs. I think I've looked at about 42 of them. Another presenter of ours, Graham Rogers, has offered me some of his songs, which I will take him up on, because I'd like to do some original stuff. And I'm also looking at revisiting a couple of songs that was written for me by Rod McLean of the band Fever, which sadly no longer work. But they're my songs to do what I like with, and I'd like to sort of revisit them and put a different feel, sort of modernise them, if you like. They're about 15 years old now, and sort of revisit the songs and bring them up to the 2010s, the 2012s, whatever you want to call it. And put my stamp back on it, and hopefully it might just get some more songs off the Rod as well.
Wonderful. And we can't let you go without you giving a big plug for your show here on UKCountryRadio.com.
That's right, it's Ladies' Night, and I present Ladies' Night on the third Friday and Saturday of every month with iCandy. And I've got something special lined up for the coming months, some live interviews with some of the local, not just local, but British artists. Not necessarily gentlemen, but I'm certainly going to focus on the iCandy for a couple of months. But I'm going to look at getting interviews with the ladies and getting their perspective on the UK country scene and what brought them into country music, which always fascinates me as to the stories that people can tell me why they now play country music.
Well, I think we should let you answer that one yourself as well. Why do you now play country music?
Because I've always played country music. I was brought up with the likes of Marty Robbins and Patsy Cline. Slim Whitman was my mum's idol. She idolised him. I think I've seen Slim Whitman 11 times. I got dragged into it. My idol when I was very small was George Hamilton the Fourth. And I've stuck with the Georges all my life. George Strait is my idol now, as well as Garth Brooks. But I think my parents and my grandparents and my aunts and uncles influenced my love of country music, but it didn't take much to win because I loved it anyway.
Okay, well, look, it's been good to talk to you, Carol Ann B. Thank you for spending some time with us, and we'll keep featuring your music throughout this weekend.
Thank you very much. You're more than very welcome.